Most of the dig crew slept eventually. There'd been nothing else to do. Lacking television and video games, and having only conversation for diversion after no sleep the previous night, they'd gradually passed out in the lean-tos they'd made from palm branches. Anya and Lochata had shown them how to build the shelters toward evening when they'd given up on the Coast Guard arriving before night fell. Thankfully, they'd found a few blankets tangled in the trees that had dried out during the day. Lochata woke and looked around. She spotted Anya standing in the moonlight near the water. She wrapped her blanket tighter around herself to ward off the chill and joined her.
Can't you sleep, Anya?
Not yet.
Are you worried about those men?
Lochata nodded at the four bound men. They lay by the fire close enough to be warm. All of them slept as if they hadn't a care in the world.
Not really.
I could keep watch over them for a few hours while you slept. I don't know how to use the gun, but I could wake you.
That's all right. I'm fine, really. I'm used to staying awake a lot while I'm on a dig. I don't think those two skeletons are the only ones out there.
Of course not. Ships have been lost out there for centuries.
I think the tsunami ripped something up from the bottom that's been buried a long time. That's why the fabric the skeletons were tangled up in was so well preserved. And there was something else. I didn't get a good look, but I found some gold coins when I was snorkeling earlier. I dropped them back to the bottom when the speedboat showed up with those guys.
What ship do you think is down there?
I don't know. That's one of the things I want to find out. I've read your books. I know you've done shipwreck archaeology.
Yes, several times. This country is thousands of years old. Trade has gone on here nearly since the dawn of civilization. There are untold treasures. And I mean those of historic significance, not just monetary value, lying out there in those waters.
I haven't done much marine archaeology, and I've never worked a shipwreck site before.
You want to hunt for this ship?
It's just, I know it's out there.
Of course you must follow your heart. I appreciate everything you've done for these students. I would be remiss to try to hold you.
It's not just me. I want you to help me look for that ship.
We don't have the equipment to conduct such a search. We'd need a boat specially equipped with blowers to excavate the site.
We might not need to excavate the site. If the tsunami ripped a shipwreck up from the sea floor, it might just be lying there.
The boat would still be necessary to operate from.
I know. I might be able to call in a favor.
A favor? That would be an awfully big favor.
Anya silently agreed. She was thinking of Rue, the mysterious old man who had known about Joan of Arc's shattered sword and who claimed to have been alive for at least the past 500 years.
There's a man I've done some independent consultations for.
He must be a very rich man.
He is.
Anya had no way of knowing how much Rue was worth, but she suspected the old man had millions or billions put away. She knew that Garin did too, and he pursued more money constantly.
Then, if you can make this happen, I would be happy to be a part of your endeavor. You're not the only one who's been made curious by that Naga statue.
When Anya awoke early the next morning, the sun was barely up, and shadows of the night remained within the jungle. She'd slept sitting up, her legs straight out before her, ankles crossed. That had been a mistake, as it turned out. Her legs had gone numb, and she had trouble getting to her feet. When she could move, she ran out onto the beach and waved her arms over her head.
Hey! Over here! They didn't see us!
Anya returned to her backpack and grabbed the flare gun she'd taken from the speedboat the day before. Red smoke spewed out across the sky.
They had to have seen that.
The Indian Coast Guard helicopter turned around smartly and headed back.
Move back, everyone!
Lochata waved her arms to chase her students back into the jungle, away from the descending helicopter. Anya stepped back, covering her mouth and nose as much as possible with her arm, so she wouldn't breathe in the dust and sand the rotor wash kicked up from the shoreline. Her sunglasses protected her eyes, but she felt the sand peppering her exposed flesh. As the helicopter reached the ground, three men in blue jumpsuits, light gray helmets, and life jackets leaped down. They wore pistols in shoulder holsters. One, young and intense-looking, moved ahead of the other two.
Professor Wright!
Here!
The man turned towards Anya. He gave her a quiet, friendly smile and moved slowly to take the flare gun from her.
Just so no one will get hurt.
I've got another gun over with my backpack.
Is that the last one?
Yes.
We don't usually find archaeologists so heavily armed.
You haven't seen the Indiana Jones movies, have you?
Actually, I own all those movies on DVD.
So do I.
I've also got a few of your DVD collections. Chasing History's Monsters is one of my favorite shows. I never miss it.
Great.
I am Captain Yadav, Miss Creed. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Nice to meet you.
Now, would you like to tell me why those men are tied up?
It took a little while to get all the stories told, but the Coast Guard had brought supplies and passed those out while Lochata and Anya explained everything that had happened. In minutes, breakfast, mostly protein bars and fresh fruit, was served.
We can't transport you all back at the same time, but we can take a few of you now. Of course, we need to transport the prisoners, too. We can hardly leave them here with these young people.
I heartily agree, Captain.
We can take a few of you back to Kanyakumari. Afterwards, we can make arrangements to get the rest of you out of this place.
I don't know that we'll be ready to leave. Some of the students might wish to leave, but I'll have to ask them.
Why would you stay?
If I can get my sight re-equipped, I plan on staying until I finish what I came here to do.
As you wish, Professor. Is there any way I can assist you?
I need to get word to the families of these students that they're fine.
Of course. Get me a list of their names and their information. I'll see to it everyone is contacted, even if I have to do it myself.
And Professor Creed will need to be flown into Kanyakumari to make arrangements to re-equip.
Actually, her transportation has already been arranged.
My transportation?
Indeed. There was another search and rescue effort going on along with ours.
Who was it? Doug?
I only know that the man looking for you was known to my superiors. They asked me to give him all the information I could get as soon as we located you. Ah, there it is now.
Someone sent a search and rescue party after me?
Evidently, you have influential friends.
The black helicopter bore the corporate logo of a gold dragon in mid-flight. It was new and larger than the Coast Guard's. The crew moved with crisp efficiency that spoke of military training. Without speaking, they spread out and secured the beach. All of them carried assault rifles. A medium-sized black man with a shaved head and wraparound sunglasses approached Anya. He was smooth-shaven, except for a soul patch on his chin.
Miss Creed?
That's me.
I'm Matthew Griggs, ma'am. I'm here on behalf of my employer to make certain you're safe.
Who's your employer?
Mr. Garen Braden, ma'am.
You look familiar, Mr. Griggs. Do I know you?
I'm not sure, Ms. Creed.
Do you have any ID?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Braden also told me to have you call him when I made contact.
My phone battery is dead.
Mine isn't, ma'am.
I don't have his number.
It's in the phone directory, ma'am.
I know he protects his private information. I guess he wouldn't be happy if you lost this phone.
That number is a temporary one. After you call Mr. Braden, it won't be used ever again. I've memorized his other numbers.
He's not answering.
Perhaps we should give him a moment, ma'am. Mr. Braden was adamant about speaking with you.
I don't feel like playing Garin's stupid games.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Never mind. Can you fly me to Kanyakumari?
Yes, ma'am.
How many others can you put on board that helicopter? I know more of the DIG members want to go home than can fit in the other chopper.
Ma'am, I'm afraid that won't be possible. My orders are to take you, and only you, wherever you want to go.
Well, if you can't take anyone else, then I'll ride with the Coast Guard.
Ms. Creed, it must be Mr. Braden.
If it hadn't been for the fact that the Dragon Tech helicopter could ferry people, Anya wouldn't have taken the call. That was what she told herself, anyway. The truth of the matter was that she was curious as to why Garin had sent the security team.
Yes, Garin?
Ah, Anya. Good morning. I see you survived your debacle.
I did. What were you just doing, Garin? Why are you out of breath? Actually, never mind. I don't want to know.
I was busy escaping my own debacle when you called. It was an inopportune moment to take a call.
I'll bet. Was she a redhead or a blonde?
I'm glad you survived, Anya.
I'm sure you are.
Do you still have the sword?
Yes.
Pity.
Why did you send the helicopter?
I thought you might need it.
How did you know I was here?
It was on television.
Television?
Yes, on CNN and Fox News.
How did they know?
Your television producer, that little cretin Morelli.
Morell. Doug Morell.
Whatever.
CNN contacted Doug?
I think it was the other way around. It was a great performance.
What was a great performance?
The tears, the gnashing of teeth. I think he would have torn his clothing if he'd had time. Really, Anya, this generation just doesn't know how to properly grieve.
Why would he be grieving?
Morelli claimed that you were killed when the tsunami struck. I didn't believe
it. Didn't believe it or just wanted to find out for yourself, Garin?
I didn't believe it, so I sent a security team I already had in the area.
Thanks.
You sound angry.
I am.
At me?
No, at the cretin.
Well, good. It's one thing to have you mad at me when I deserve it.
You deserve it. A lot.
That's debatable.
Not with me. Your officer here...
Griggs.
Right. He tells me I'm the only one who gets to ride on the helicopter.
You want to take someone?
Several someones. There are a lot of scared college kids out here. I'd like to see that some of them get home.
Let me have a word with Griggs.
It's for you.
Sir? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Miss Creed.
Reconsider, Garin?
Take as many as you can fit onto the helicopter.
Thank you. Can I keep the phone for a while, too? Mine is dead.
Of course. I hate to arrange an escape and run, but that's how these things are generally best handled. And I've got an escape of my own to finish.
Good luck with that.
Luck has nothing to do with it. I'm a master planner. This little... Take that, you bastards!
Problem, ma'am.
Garin got cut off.
Satellite signals sometimes get...
By machine gun fire.
Ah. Well, ma'am, I wouldn't worry too much. Mr. Braden has been taking care of himself for a long time. I found him to be quite capable.
I'm not worried.
Of course you aren't, ma'am.